EFL League 2 betting. What is EFL League 2? EFL League 2 is the fourth professional football division in England. There are 24 teams who line up every season, which typically runs between August and May, with this league regarded as being highly competitive considering that all the clubs tend to have similar financial structure while the quality within each squad is broadly similar. The personnel of EFL League 2 chops and changes on a frequent basis, considering four teams are promoted to League 1 every season, with three securing automatic berths, and a fourth club going up to the English third tier by triumphing in the playoffs, which are contested between the sides who finish between fourth and seventh in the final standings. In addition, the bottom two teams in League 2 pecking order are relegated to the National League, meaning we always get two new members of the Football League each season. There's sometimes the possibility that a club in this division goes into administration or even out of existence, which means they're removed from the division. Which teams have been successful in League 2? The EFL League 2 in its current guise was founded in 2004, with Yeovil Town, Scunthorpe United and Swansea City securing automatic promotion, while Southend went up through the playoffs in that season. The Swans would find themselves in the Premier League a few years later, although Yeovil have since come out of the Football League and currently compete in the National League. Carlisle United won the 2005-06 League 2 title, while Walsall and MK Dons were champions in the following 2 years. However, the eye-catching champions of League 2 in 2009 were Brentford, and this promotion helped to propel the Bees upwards to the extent that the West London side are now knocking on the door when it comes to getting promotion. Conversely, Notts County were the League 2 champions a season later, although the Magpies have since dropped out of the Football League. While the same can be said of 2011 champions Chesterfield, who went up that season with Bury, but have since gone out of existence, with Wickham, Wanderers and Stevenage also going up in that year. Since the 2011-12 season, Swindon Town have been crowned champions of League 2 on two occasions, with the Robins having won the 2019-20 title on a PPG basis due to the season being cut short, while Shrewsbury Town have also secured two promotions during that time period, and they finished runners-up in 2012 and 2015. Which teams have been relegated from EFL League 2? There's an interesting roll call of teams who have exited the Football League by being relegated from EFL League 2, and many clubs have been unable to return to the top four tiers of the English football pyramid, with the National League being a notoriously difficult division when it comes to emerging back into the EFL and competing at a higher level. Kidderminster Harriers and Cambridge United were both relegated during the 2004-05 season, with the former now playing in the National League North, although the Ewes were able to regain their status further down the line. A season later, Oxford United were consigned to the non-league 5th division, although they have since become one of the leading clubs in League One. Rushden and Diamonds were also demoted in 2006, with the club having since gone out of business, which shows how perilous it is to drop out of this division, while Boston United and Torquay United went out of the division a season later, and neither of these sides have managed to find a way back. Mansfield and Wrexham dropped 12 months later, and the latter have been a National League team ever since. Wrexham's neighbours Chester were relegated the following season and have really fallen on hard times since then, although the other team that went down were Luton Town, and they have since regrouped to balloon as high as the English Championship, although the Hatters took several attempts to get out of the National League. Other teams who have been relegated to League 2 and never recovered their Football League status include Darlington, Stockport County, Hereford United, Aldershot Town, York City, Dagenham and Redbridge, Hartlepool United, Barnet and Chesterfield. How to bet on League 2 anti-post football? Many punters like to bet on the winner of EFL League 2 every season, and it's very unusual for one team to be well clear of the chasing pack. You will often find that several teams compete for the title until the final few matches of the campaign, with the majority of clubs having a similar budget when it comes to buying new players and covering the wages of the squad. We'd therefore recommend looking beyond the favourites when it comes to League 2, and it's even worth waiting for the first few matches of the season to be played before committing to a particular bet. If you're clever enough, there's often the chance to back a number of teams at big prices to win the League 2 title and then secure a profit whatever happens when approaching the business end of the season. Many punters like to predict the League 2 winner football above winner of the title and put it in an accumulator with the winners of the Premier League, Championship and League 1. It means a potentially big payout should you accurately forecast the winners of all four divisions. Back a League 2 team to be promoted. Rather than try to predict the actual winner of League 2 every season, there's the alternative option of betting on a team to be promoted to League 1 instead. After all, there are going to be four sides that go up when the playoff stage has been completed, and that means 1/6 of the teams in the division are going to be successful in their quest to play at a higher tier the following season. It's always the case that big price teams end up getting promotion, and it's even worth gauging the outcome of the first few rounds of fixtures to see which sides have enjoyed the stronger starts to the campaign. Ultimately, it's hard to judge what's going to happen before a ball is kicked, even if pre-season results are looking impressive. If you're betting on a team to be relegated from League 2, bear in mind that only two teams dropped down to the National League. It's worth keeping an eye out for the clubs which have dropped down from League 1, and it might be worth experiencing some kind of financial difficulty which sees them struggle to stay afloat in the Football League. While many of the clubs in the fourth professional tier have a similar financial structure, it's fair to say that some outfits are struggling to keep their heads above water, and you might often find the same team sitting near the foot of the table. It's worth looking at the standings for the previous season to get an idea of how the teams might perform in future seasons. How to bet on League 2 top goalscorer. Since the 2004-05 EFL League 2 season, only one striker has managed to score 30 goals during the course of a full campaign, and that was Lee Hughes, who fired Notts County to glory when pilfering 30 goals. Although James Norwood of Tranmere Rovers was one shy of that total when helping the Wirral side enjoy promotion in 2019 before securing a move to Ipswich Town after several seasons at the Merseyside club. Sometimes a striker has finished League 2 top scorer by managing a much lower total of goals, with Jack Midson and Isael McLeod of AFC Wimbledon and Barnet respectively managing to score 18 goals to finish joint top of the scoring charts, while Grant Holt and Jack Lester were notable winners of the award in 2010. The bottom line is that you'll get big price players in the frame when it comes to top scorer in League 2. Our recommended betting approach when it comes to this market is to compile a short list of players who are likely to go well in this division based on previous achievements. It might be that they've already scored goals at this level, and it's even better if they've prospered in a higher division. There's nothing to stop you betting on a handful of players to score the most goals, with the bookies generally offering each way terms of a quarter of the odds for the first four places, and it's worth paying attention to the players for teams who are often among the outright betting favourites to win the League 2 or enjoy promotion. The best way to bet on League 2 matches. With 24 teams lining up in League 2, it means there are several teams, 12 games in every round of the competition. Unlike the Premier League, you don't tend to find too many sides who are odds-on favourite to win their respective matches because of the competitive nature of the division, with many of the encounters tending to be fairly close. As a rule, League 2 matches tend to yield a large number of goals on average compared to the Premier League and Championship, although there are often a similar number scored in the match compared to League 1. This can often mean that certain betting markets can make appeal, including over-under goals and both teams to score, which are two-way affairs. There's often the chance to bet in play on the League 2 games, which is great if you happen to be watching any of the matches, with the odds constantly changing when the match is taking place. And you can often bet on the short-term betting markets, such as next team to score, player to score next goal, and bookings or corners. It goes without saying that punters like to place League 2 ackers, and they also enjoy placing ackers that include picks from this division. There's sometimes the chance to secure an accumulator bonus on top of your multiple bet, or alternatively get acker insurance depending on your favourite betting site. How to bet on the League 2 playoffs. The League 2 playoffs take place when the regular season has been completed, with the teams who finish 4th and 7th getting the opportunity to battle it out for the one remaining promotion spot in the division. Although the clubs have fought hard all season, it often comes down to just a handful of games to determine the most successful team. Most recently, Northampton Town won the 2020 League 2 playoff final by beating Exeter 4-0, and it was the third time that the Cobblers had been involved in the end of season showdown since the 2004-05 race, with the team missing out in 2005 when losing in the semis, and they were beaten in the final by Bradford City in 2013. As far as the EFL League 2 playoffs are concerned, Exeter City have had a succession of near misses in recent times, with the Grecians having lost to Northampton in that one-sided final, while they were also beaten by Blackpool in the 2017 playoff final, and then Coventry City a year later. While it might seem logical to bet on the team who finishes fourth place in League 2 to win the playoffs, it often doesn't work out like that, and it's pretty typical to find a lower ranked side making it to League One. After all, there's usually pressure on the highest ranked teams to might have been challenging for automatic promotion for much of the season. Look at the head-to-head record when betting on League Two. There are a number of ways to approach the League Two betting markets, although one really good key indicator is the previous head-to-head record between the two sides involved, especially if they've already played each other that season, as it's likely they will employ similar tactics when lining up in the next fixture. There are easy ways of looking at the head-to-head scores between the sides, and that can give you a feel as to whether one side has been dominant in recent matches or whether there's been an even tussle. The same goes for whether the goals have been flowing or whether we've seen cagey encounters between the teams on display. We also like to compare the home and away form of each team in order to establish whether they are particularly strong when it comes to the former or the latter. It's usually the case that teams will fare better at their own stadium, although this isn't always the case out of the 24 clubs. Bet on the League 2 teams who are enjoying the best form. Although the League 2 football table can serve as the best port of call when establishing the best performing teams over the course of a season, it doesn't always present an accurate picture when it comes to the form teams in the division. There are 46 games in total, and it's plausible that a team will enjoy strong periods of form and also dips during the course of the campaign. We always recommend looking at the past 6 games for each team, which will provide a good feel for the number of points a team has been racking up, the number of goals being scored, and also whether they are conceding a certain number along the way. It's often the case that a club will also change their manager if they're not performing well, and that's worth noting too. If you can identify a key trend over the previous few games, you will be able to tell whether it's worth betting on a market such as full-time result, both teams to score, or over under goals. While there are also markets such as Asian handicap, which are worth considering as they can often provide the most competitive betting margins, which means punters have more chances to win. What are the best League 2 betting markets? You can typically bet on the full-time result for any League 2 football match, and those betting odds are usually available several days in advance, although a number of markets are added nearer to the time, and that includes double chance where you can choose from home team plus draw, draw plus away team, or home team plus away team. You can also choose betting markets with lots of options that include first goal scorer and correct score. The first scorer market means finding a player who's going to score the opening goal in the game of your choice, and you can alternatively bet on last scorer along with any time scorer, where you simply need to predict a player to find the net at any stage of the 90 minutes. When it comes to correct score, there are clearly a number of different options, and it's worth firstly weighing up what sort of match to expect, and then maybe picking 2 or 3 correct score options so you can potentially go close and win with one of them. You can often bet on the score at halftime and at full time. When it comes to backing a football team, but finding their League 2 match odds a touch on the short side, there are a number of alternative betting angles to take. That includes the half-time, full-time betting market, which is great if you expect a team to be leading at the break, but also ahead at the final whistle. Bear in mind there are 9 possible outcomes when it comes to this market. Alternatively, the result stroke both teams to score betting market offers punters the chance to bet on a League 2 team to win their match, but also whether both teams will find the net or not. Once again, there are several options, although if you think a team will win a high-scoring clash or alternatively win while keeping a clean sheet, then this could be the market for you. How to claim League 2 betting bonuses. If you enjoy betting on League 2 football, there's also the chance to secure bonuses along the way. It all starts when you open an account with a betting site, and there's usually a welcome bonus, which means that your first deposit might be matched with a certain amount, such as a 100% deposit bonus. Once you've placed a first qualifying bet, then you might be credited with a free bet when this has been settled. This can be used to place a bet on any League 2 football betting market, and you're free to keep any winnings made from this wager. There's also the chance to earn money back specials along with accumulator bonuses. When it comes to the latter, it's generally the case that you can earn a bigger bonus for an increasing number of picks that are added to the bet slip, while there might also be the chance to earn insurance on your ACCA if one leg of your multiple lets you down. There's sometimes the chance to enjoy cash out on your League 2 football bet, and this can apply to a single or a multiple. You will sometimes have the opportunity to close out your bet for a profit or a loss before the full-time whistle blows, and it's great to have the flexible option of not having to let your bet ride out until the end. Make sure that you're aware of any promotions or offers with the bookies that might help you to gain an edge over the bookies, and try to use them where possible. We're always looking to place the best informed bets and use any ACCA promotions to help when it comes to choosing the leading bookmaker websites who provide League 2 betting markets.